According to medical statistics, many diseases are from stress. Most of stress are due to mental illness, such as hatred and unforgiving heart. So, if you have hatred, unforgiving heart, it may cause you cancer, high blood pressure, chronic diseases. I mean, cardiac diseases or cerebral affection and, Alzheimer's. So many of diseases are caused by mental illness, hatred and unforgiving heart. This is what the medical statistics say. So that's why many medical doctors are using forgiving healing program. And then after the patients were treated this way, they got reduced in anger, depression, and they got higher pride. And then the stress were released, and then they came to have a normal blood pressure, and they came to have peace of mind. I believe you experienced it. When you were able to forgive those you couldn't forgive before, you were so happy in your heart. I believe you already know since you experienced it. So, as you listen to this message, I hope that you can find this peace and rest in your heart. Let go of stress that are caused by hatred and or complaint, but instead feel the heart of forgiveness and love. Then, the love of Father God will come upon you as forgiveness, mercy, and true love. Most of all, we were forgiven by Father God first, so there should be nothing that we cannot forgive. Through this message, repent of those things that you didn't forgive or you didn't love, and turn back and receive Father God's true love. Then you can solve all kinds of problems, including diseases. Father God can heal you with His power, and that's what Father God wants. And Father God pours down His grace upon you. But if you don't demolish your wall of sin, your neighbor, your friend got healed, but you don't receive the healing works. You receive the fire of the Holy Spirit. Some people receive this fire, but others don't receive it. They haven't received any works, depending on what kind of heart they prepared for the service. So tonight, what you got to do is, you got to find what the wall of sin before God is, then repent of it. So tonight I'm going to talk about the heart of forgiveness. So I hope that this moment will be the moment to experience Father God's touch of love and healing works. What if the one you hated before fell into great difficulty? What do you feel? Some people may say, wow, that's good. Man, I like that. Or some people of goodness say, man, he committed sin. I pity of him. Now, he has that difficulty. It's too much. Some, worldly people who got a little bit of goodness have this kind of mind. But to the extent that you have goodness and truth in your heart, when those, who bothered you fall into difficulties, you don't feel good. You rather want to help him to solve the problem. But if you don't have that feeling, let's say somebody bothered you, somebody gave you trouble, and now he, are in trouble, then you may say, see, he deserves it. Well, that means you have no goodness and love in your heart. So think about David. He had a chance to kill King Saul, who hated him so much. However, he didn't harm King Saul. He rather called King Saul father and gave him a very touching, good confession. But evil Saul king, even though he was touched, he felt sorry, but he changed his mind and tried to kill David again. The evil people may have emotion in their heart, and then they got touched. However, sooner or later, they changed their mind and misunderstand others and try to destroy others too. Again, So think about this. King Saul, who had a jealousy, who tried to kill David, and David, who was being chased, but forgave King Saul, and who made a confession of love to treat him well. Now, who got peace of mind? King Saul, who was chasing David? Or David, who was being chased? Of course, David, who was being chased. So those who hate, those who have anger, those who have enemies. As I said earlier, they are those making their bodies in trouble. And they don't receive Father God's love. So think about this truly. Why you don't have peace of mind? Why you don't have joy? Because you don't forgive? Because you hate someone? Because you have complained against someone? That's why you got no peace of mind in your heart. You know, he bothered me. That's why I don't feel good. Oh no, that's not it. You got no goodness. You got no truth in your heart. Otherwise, you can receive Father God's love and grace and you can have peace of mind. So, King Saul eventually died at the battlefield. But David, who heard this, fasted and wept for King Saul who tried to kill him. Even though King Saul bothered him and did evil to him, when King Saul was hurt, he felt sorry. It was a heart of love. So the difference of goodness and evil in people's heart can make people, forgiving others or unforgiving others. So if you want to be a children of God who love and who want to be loved, then you got to have a forgiving heart. Moreover, forgiving heart is the attribute of Father God. And it is a way to receive blessing and answer. I told you that, that forgiveness is the heart of Father God. But are you reminded of those saying that Father God destroyed all the people and misunderstand him? Well, if that's so, you don't understand the spiritual meaning of those incidents. You don't know the love and justice of Father God. If you correctly understand the Bible, you can understand Father God's love and forgiveness too. So let's talk about the judgment ends on Sodom and Gomorrah, as written in Genesis chapter 18 and 19. Their evil reached the highest level, but Father God didn't destroy them right away. Father God wanted to find even a little bit of reason to save them. So he sent the angels to see how evil they are. And he told Abram about this beforehand. Abraham, who resembled the heart of Father God, asked God, if there were 50 righteous people in the city, would God forgive them? I pray like this. Father, let me have a heart of Abraham. Father, he resembled Father God's heart. The heart of forgiveness and the heart of love. That's why Abram could ask God like this. He was so cautious. He was so careful to ask God to ask this in a question. Why? He could do this because he resembled the Father God's heart. He understood the heart of Father God. And thanks to this confession of Abraham, we can see in the Bible that how forgiving our Father God is. Can you think of these two's relationship? No, you will be pleased if someone says that you are so pleased. So Abram didn't misunderstand God. And Abram understood that Father God is forgiving. So it is written in the Bible well. It's so beautiful scene in the Bible. So workers, let's understand Father God's heart like this and do things that can please Father God. And let us give that kind of prayer to our Father God. So Father God said, if I can find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will forgive them. It is well written in the Bible. So Abraham asked God, you know, if God would save the city of Sodom if he could find, you know, 50 righteous people. And you know, God said, you know, he would. If he could find 50 righteous people, all other would be, you know, forgiven. So Abraham asked God again, "Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I'm but dust and ashes. Suppose the 50 righteous are lacking 5. Will you destroy the whole city because of 5? And God said, "I will not destroy if I find 45 there." So Father God said he would forgive them. So Abram didn't stop there. He was keep asking, no, 40, 30, 20, 10 righteous people. Then Father God promised that he would forgive them. He knew that there is no righteous man except Lot. But he didn't say no to Abram's question. He listened to him and he tried to give them a chance. This is Father God's heart of forgiveness. You can find this in the conversation between Abraham and God. The intercession of righteous men is so important like this. So it is so blessed. You are so blessed to be with the one, you know, whom God regards in the righteous. So think of Abraham. Lot was saved, right? So thanks to Abraham, Lot's family received the blessing. But there were no righteous men in the city of Sodom. God sent angels to the city of Sodom, and they stayed in Lot's house, who was Abram's nephew. But to the eyes of worldly people, those angels looked so beautiful ladies. When they were in the folding their, you know, wings. So they went to the Lot's house and bring that ladies to us. So Lot said, "I would give you my 2 daughters. Don't do anything to them." He begged like this. However, those people were so evil, and they even tried to harm Lot and tried to destroy the gate of the house. From this incident, that those people wanted to, you know, do evil things to those ladies, you can see how evil they were. Since they reached the level, the limit, even though Father God is God of love, he could not but judge them according to justice. But God thought of Abraham, and he tried to save Lot and his family. But Lot's sons-in-law didn't believe in Lot. So they died in the city. Lot's wife escaped along with Lot, but she disobeyed the word of God. She turned back, and she became the pillar of salt. So through the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, we can see that Father God does not judge or destroy people right away. Father God gives chances again and again so that, you know, people can turn back. We can see this from this incident. People are so evil, and they themselves go to the way of destruction. So you gotta see that if people don't listen to the advice of God's love, but pile evil upon evil, then even if they don't see their judgment right away, they eventually receive the death penalty. Or death sentencing. Some people, after they committed, you know, some cruel sin, you know, they receive a, you know, death sentence, right? But, you know, they receive, they are actually receive that penalty sometime later, not right away. Then can you think about the man? Can you imagine that man's, you know, the heart? And he knows that he would die. He received a death sentence. So you can see those evil people receive, you know, that kind of death sentence already. But there are people who commit sin willingly. And they got to know that they already received the death sentence. If you fall into this case, then you got to know that Father God is God of love. And you got to repent of all your sin. Turn back and go to heaven. I committed sin before, but you know, I got no, you know, punishment. And if you keep committing sin again, 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 and you receive that sentence right sometime later, well, Father God is giving you a chance to turn back and repent. Do not lose that chance. So Sodom and Gomorrah, the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah is not because God got no love, but Father God, you know, endured to show that Father God has so much, you know, forgiving heart. You got to understand that. Okay? Next one is destroyer of, you know, Amorites. In the days of Abraham, God already knew the sin and evil of Amorites. And he already knew that they would be even worse. But Father God waited for 400 years and gave them chance. Genesis 15, verses 13 to 16 says, God said to Abraham, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. But I'll also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. Then in the fourth generation, they will return here. For the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete." In other words, in the days of Abraham, the sin of the Amorite didn't reach its limit. So, Father God gave them chance. But they didn't repent. They didn't turn back. They rather piled evil upon evil. So when their level of limit filled the limit, then God gave the land to Israelites. When there was no possibility for them to turn back from their sin, for the Israelites, Father God destroyed them. However, God saved Rahab and her household, who lived in the city of Jericho. Rahab heard about news about God and Israelites, and she believed in God and revered God. And she hid the spies from Hebrew spies. So she was saved. So Father God is such, you know, enduring and forgiving God. Some people may say, those Christians are protected, but worldly people are not protected? Well, they can't say this because they don't know God. Well, they gotta believe in God, and they gotta believe in Jesus Christ. They can under the protection of Father God. But since they don't believe in God, you know, they cannot be protected. But once they turn back and repent of their sin and believe in Father God, then they can be forgiven, and Father God will not remember their sin. Father God is not biased, okay? The reason the Father God destroyed the Amorite is that the Israelites would be affected by them, and then they wouldn't worship idols and become, you know, iniquities. Israelites would, you know, settle down in the land of Canaan. What if, you know, they were stained by this evil of the Amorite? What if, you know, Israelites, you know, would learn from them? So, to let it not happen, Father God had to destroy the Amorite. Worldly people do so much evil, and they, you know, they do evil to others. But if they are just forgiven, and if there is no restriction against them, then how chaotic this, you know, society would be. After they commit sin, and they don't know it is fault. That they, for their benefit, you know, they kill people, they destroy others. So, Father God cannot but cultivate this world with justice. So we should never misunderstand the God of justice. We got to understand such delicate love and mercy of Father God, and we should never think that Father God is, you know, horrifying God or God of judgment. Our Father God is God of forgiveness and God of love for repentance. So if you misunderstood God like this, please repent quickly. Father God is God of love. You gotta pray, Father God, I misunderstood you. I thought, you know, you are the God of, you know, justice. I was so afraid of you. But because of my sin and evil, I was afraid of you. So please forgive me. You gotta pray like this and repent. From now on, you gotta understand that Father God is God of love and God of forgiveness. And serve Him like that. Ezekiel 18, verses 21 and 22 says, But if the wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed and observes all my statutes and practices justice and righteousness, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions which he has committed will not be remembered against him. Because of his righteousness which he has practiced, he will live. So evil people turn back, then Father God will forgive them, and the Father God will not remember their sin. How good He is! He got so great love. Why are you afraid of God? Why do you misunderstand God? Why are you terrified after you commit sin? All you gotta do is repent right away and turn back. If you receive punishment, then you gotta understand that that's the retribution for your sin. So, and then you pray, Father God, let me repent. I will repent. I committed this sin and you punished me. Thank you. Let me grab this chance to turn back after this punishment and let me become your true child. If you pray like this, then Father God will be pleased with you. Once you repent and turn back and live in the light, then Father God will give you greater strength so that you can live in the righteous way. And Father God will bless you. Father God will give you love. You can experience this. This kind of God of love, you got to understand Him well. And you got to give Him thanks. Now, let's talk about Jonah the prophet. To talk about Father God's forgiveness and blessing. Back then, city of Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria, who gave troubles to Israel. And they committed so much sin, and God knew it. But Father God didn't destroy them right away. In order to give them a chance to repent, Father God wanted to send Jonah the prophet to warn them about it. But Jonah the prophet disobeyed the word of God. He went to the way of Tarshish because he wanted the city of Nineveh to be destroyed. He knew that if he warns the city of Nineveh, that they would repent and Father God would forgive them. He knew it. So that's why he didn't go to the city of Nineveh. You know, Jonah knew, you know, God is the God of, you know, love and forgiveness. If I warn them, then they would be destroyed and they would repent. And Father God forgave them and they would not be destroyed. That's why he didn't go to the city of Nineveh. So he went to the city of Tarshish. He was, you know, sleeping at the bottom of a ship. You know, but God knew where he was. He knows everything. Now, there was, you know, big waves on the sea. The ship tried to get away from the big waves. The ship was about to be wrecked. So they cast lot, who are responsible for this in the big waves. And Jonah was cast. The people knew that there must be a reason, but they cast lot. And Jonah was the one who cast the lot. So they threw, you know, Jonah into the ocean, and the ocean became calm. So now, what happened to Jonah? God of forgiveness gave him another chance, even though he disobeyed. God knew that Jonah disobeyed out of his love for his nation and for his people. So, Father God gave him a chance to be forgiven. He prepared a big fish and let it swallow him. And Jonah stayed 3 days and three nights in the stomach of big fish. So what would happen to a man who was swallowed by a shark or a big, you know, whale. But there was a big, big whale, and he was eaten by the whale, and inside the stomach, and Jonah fasted 3 days, and he repented in the stomach of the big whale. So Jonah, you know, repented of his disobedience. God listened to his prayer and forgave him. So the big whale vomited him out of the land. And the big whale, oh, something is wrong with my stomach. I cannot digest it well. Something is wrong. So he vomited, and then Jonah came out. This is what God does. So we should not be afraid of God. All we gotta wait is God's word. Big whale, you know, eats a man. Then a man should die, right? But Jonah stayed in the stomach of the big fish, and he fasted. The problem is, people don't repent and turn back. Even the Christians, they know that God is God of love. All they have to do is just to repent and turn back. But, you know, you try to hide your sin, and you don't repent. Even if Father God is God of, you know, forgiveness, He cannot forgive you. You cannot receive Father God's mercy and blessing. But Jonah repented completely, and God let the big fish, you know, threw up Jonah out of the land. So Jonah went to the city of Nineveh, and he shouted, 40 days later, this city will be destroyed. The city of Nineveh was so huge a city. So it would take 3 days. But in just a day, he cried like this. Something amazing happened. All people believed in Father God's word. And there was a proclamation of, you know, fasting. And they came before Father God. They repented. And even the king signed a decree so that all the people would, you know, forgive. Would repent. And God knew this already. Jonah 3, verses 7 to 9 says, he issued a proclamation and it said, this is, he means the king, in Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let man and beast, herd or flock taste a thing. Do not let them eat or drink water. But both men and beast must be covered with sackcloth. And let man call on God earnestly, that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish. Even the king was a Gentile. He knew correctly. God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish. This is what the king says. So, not only with lips, but they completely repented with their deeds. That was the command of the king. So from the king till to the beast, they repented. But since in the city of the people in the city of Nineveh was Gentiles, they said, you know, God may. However, we believe in Father God, so we should not say God may. Okay? God will surely forgive us once we repent and turn back. If Father God may give me answer, may forgive me, no. Father God surely will answer you, surely will forgive you. If you believe Him, this church, even if you don't have such a strong faith, Father God surely loves this church and guarantees it with His power. Even if you have little faith, even if you don't act by the word, Father God has so great mercy, and He forgives you, heals you, and blesses you. That's how our senior pastor prayed. Even though who don't have strong faith, even though they don't fully believe, once they come, let it be regarded as their faith. Please have mercy on them and forgive them and give them answer. This is how our senior pastor prayed. He prayed already. And he feels the justice on behalf of you. That's why we can take advantage of that prayer. So first of all, we got to completely turn back from our sin and fast. Then our wall of sin can be destroyed and we can receive answers and healing and blessings. Then we also have to understand how huge in the grace we have received. God may forgive. God will surely heal. God will surely answer you. You got to confess like this. God will surely forgive you once you repent and turn back. Ezekiel 33 verses 14 to 16 says, "But when I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and he turns from his sin and practices justice and righteousness. If a wicked man restores a pledge, pays back what he has taken by robbery, walks by the statutes which ensure life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die." He learned that, you know, if he continued to commit sin, then he would die. So he repented and he turned back. Okay? And what did he do? He pays back what he has taken by robbery. He walks by the statutes which ensure life without committing iniquity. Then he will surely live and he shall not die. Now, verse 16. None of his sins that has committed will not be remembered against him. He has practiced justice and righteousness. He shall surely live. Father God, this is what Father God says. He was about to be killed. He was such an evil man. You will die because of the sin you committed. He received the death sentence. But if he repents and turn back and don't walk the way of, you know, sin, but if he practices the righteousness of God, then Father God will not remember his sin, but save him. How beautiful our Father God is. We were forgiven of our sin in the past. Can we find anyone who has never sinned? After you were forgiven by Father God, haven't you committed any kind of sin since then? But Father God has forgiven you again and again. But it does not mean that you can commit sin again and again and ask for forgiveness once you, after you, you know, you know, repent. One thing you got to remember is that you shouldn't only repent, but you should never commit the sin again, but keep the statute and commandments of Father God. That's what you got to remember. Now you gotta love the one. Once you forgive someone, you hated him before, you became enemies to him. Father God, please forgive me. I hated someone. Forgive me. I will not hate him. I will not become his enemy. Have you prayed? Now, after you repent like this, then you should never hate him again. But after your repentance, you hated him again? You make a wall of sin again? Then, you cannot be called righteous before Father God. But Jesus healed an adulterous lady. And he said, "Do not sin anymore." 2 Peter 2:20 says, "For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and then are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first." So people who came to, you know, this, you know, the church's revival meeting, they repented their sin and they cried and they were forgiven on this spot. So they testify to the healings. I suffered like this, and you know, couldn't be cured, but I came to this church and I was healed. Thank you, Father. And then they glorify Father God. Soon, they got sick again. Now, listen carefully then. Ask yourself whether you have committed sin again after your repentance. Then, not only repentance, but you gotta turn back. And you gotta move from sin to righteousness, okay? Now, verse 22 says, "A dog returns to its own vomit, A soul, after washing, returns to wallowing in the mire. You are just like a dog. You are just like a soul. After your repentance and you commit sin again, you come to the church and forgive me, sinner. Forgive me, this sinner. Father, I committed sin again. Forgive me. Please save me. Please cleanse me with the blood of Jesus Christ. Of course, you may have fleshly thoughts, and you may have. So whenever you come to Daniel prayer meeting, you repent, right? But that's because, you know, you got some shortages in your heart. Sometimes, you know, you repent of the thing you might commit, okay? But if you commit sin, the evident sin, and you repent again, well, that's why you don't have, you know, assurance of salvation. So, then Father God, the Lord says, once you repent and don't commit sin again, then you will be forgiven and then none of your sins will be remembered. Now, nowadays, pigs, some people, you know, raise their a little pig as their pet. But usually, what happens to their, it is a general idea, right? A soul, you know, after washing, it returns to wallowing in the mire. Right? This is what the Lord said, you know. And a dog returns to its own vomit. So once you repent and don't commit sin again, then you will be forgiven, and all the sins you committed before will not be remembered. So people in the city of Nineveh repented, and Father God changed his mind and didn't give them the disasters. Father God forgave them. However, Jonah was not pleased with this. Wow, God is truly a God of love. You forgive these people. See? That's why I repented. You know, Jonah should be pleased like this. However, he was not pleased. Ask yourself, when God forgives people, you are not pleased. Whether you are like Jonah, Father God forgives others, Father God gives grace, then you think to yourself that, why Father God forgives such a man? Then you are not different from Jonah. Jonah rather got angry and he complained. He rather said in Jonah 4:3, therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life. This is what Jonah said. So, and then Jonah went out from the city and sat east of it. Jonah got angry because God forgave them. Can you understand him? Well, you are doing exactly what Jonah did. You are forgiven. You are saved by Father God. And you are not pleased with the fact that others were forgiven too. So Jonah said like this. So there he made a shelter for himself and sat under it in the shade until he could see what would happen in the city. So the Lord, God appointed a plant and it grew up over Jonah to be a shade over his head to deliver him from his discomfort. So Jonah was extremely happy about the plant. Middle East, scorching sunlight, right? But it got no humid. So if you're under a shade, then it is not that hot. But in Korea, we got huge and humid. So in summer days, even though we are under the shade, it is still hot. But it's not the case in the Middle East. So, however, God appointed a worm when dawn came the next day, and it attacked the plant. So the plant withered. When the sun came up, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head, so that he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, death is better to me than life. Jonah did it. Jonah said this again. Well, this is what people do. You change day and night. You got to realize this. Whether your life is like this, when there is difficulty, you complain against God. You don't even, maybe you don't mention God's name, but when you got, no reasons for thanks, you don't give thanks. You complain. Compare yourself with Jonah. When there are things to, be thankful for, or you give thanks to Father God, but when there are some loss, some kind of difficulties, you lose your fullness and you say death is better than life and you complain against God. Some people, some members, love senior pastor so much. When senior pastor is not around, they got no hope for life. Well, thank you for loving senior pastor, but you shouldn't have such a mind. You got to repent of that, right? There are plans. Father God has plans. Everything is in the providence of Father God. Then you got to believe and pray for it. Then Father God will be pleased with you. Senior pastor is not with us. I miss him so much. He hurts me so lot. I lost my fullness because of that. What would Father God say to you? Wow, you love senior pastor so much. I'm pleased with you. No, where is your faith? Would Father God say like this? I believe you repented of it. May, if you repented and turned back, Father God will love you. Well, it does not mean that, Father God will be angry at you if you have this kind of mind. But if you did before, you got to realize that this is not perfect love. Repent of it then. You complain in your life. When there is a good thing, then you rejoiced. But when there are some difficulties, you did complain. If you did before, you are just like Jonah. So repent. So, Jonah said, God said to Jonah, do you have good reason to be angry about the plant? The plant withered. So, scorching sunlight was over his head. So then Jonah said, I have good reason to be angry, even to death. He even said like this to God. Well, think about this conversation happened between two people. You are talking to your friend. You gave help to your friend. And your friend complained like this. I got good reason to be angry, even to death. Well, then you will be angry at him too, right? Then he would not be your friend anymore. However, Father God was not angry. He rather tried to make him understand. Jonah 4, verses 10 and 11. Then the Lord said, you had compassion on the plant for which you did not work and which you did not cause it to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and the left hand, as well as many animals? Even though the people in the city of Nineveh was evil, Father God was not pleased with the destruction of the evil men. Father God rather wanted them to repent and turn back and be forgiven. Even though Jonah got angry, Father God made him understand, giving him examples. You can understand Father God's heart of love and heart of forgiveness. In your Christian life, probably you are just like Jonah. But God didn't angry at you. Father God didn't punish you. He waited for you. He endured. You got to remember this kind of love of Father God. Now, people say, he's so evil, but his life is so prosperous. Why doesn't God forgive, and punish such men? They don't even believe in Father God, but they say like that. Even Christians who say they believe in God, say like this. But those who say like this should realize that they are evil. I told you that you should not judge because the right of judgment belongs to Father God. But you want them to be judged, then you got to realize that you are evil. If Father God destroys evil people, then there will be no man who would survive. But God of love desires all men to be saved and to come to know the knowledge of the truth. So He endures and waits. So when we repent and turn back, our Lord said, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Once you completely repent and turn back, then Father God will not remember your sin. You can understand this from Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul used to persecute, you know, people who believe in Jesus Christ. He would try to destroy the church that believe in Lord Jesus Christ. But God knew Jesus. I mean, God knew Paul, and He made him apostle. Once he repented and turned back, God didn't remember his sin. People remember others' faults. But God said in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. But He doesn't forgive unconditionally. As long as we keep His commandments and keep the law, once we repent and turn back and keep His law, then Father God remembers our sins anymore. But if we commit sin again and again, He will remember our sin in the past, and He will give retribution for that. We got to remember that. So Father God is still alive. But there are people who befriend the world and commit sin. Well, it is too difficult to live by the word of God. Well, it is more difficult to commit sin. Think about King Saul and David. It is more difficult to carry sin. Once you repent and once you are forgiven and live by the word of God, then you will be protected in this world and you will receive God's amazing blessings. And Father God tells you to go this blessed way. But why do you befriend the world and commit sin again? Then now, it's time to repent of your sin, to be for Father God of forgiveness. Once you turn back and don't commit sin again, then you will be forgiven and you will have true peace and joy. There was a lady who was, you know, arrested cold-hearted and cold-handed. And Jesus said in John 8:11, I do not condemn you either. Go. From now on, sin no more. He said to this lady, God hates sin. But when people turn back from sin, God do not call them sinners. Father God is looking for those who repent. Once you repent, and Father God does not remember their sin, but forgive. Now we became His children after we were forgiven. But after we receive this kind of forgiveness and love, but if you don't forgive others, if you hate them, if you become enemies to them, then you cannot live a life of giving thanks for the forgiveness of Father God. We can truly receive God's answers when we forgive each other, when we love each other, when we make peace with each other. We were forgiven by Father God. So, it means you should forgive others because you are forgiven by Father God. And when you forgive others, when you make peace with others, then Father God gives you blessing. Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24 says, therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar and they remember your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and present your offering. In other words, you got to give the offering that you decide to give. But you got to turn back from the heart of hatred and heart of unforgiving. You got to make peace with the one that you didn't forgive before. Then Father God will be pleased with you and will bless you. If you don't forgive others, how can you be forgiven? You got to understand this. Think about the Lord's Prayer. He says, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Please forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. This is the Lord's prayer. Lord taught us. This is the word of truth. So since we pray like this, we got to live by it. Father, please forgive me. But you don't forgive others? Then Father God will say, since you don't forgive others, I cannot forgive you either. This is what the Lord said. Now, if you don't forgive others, how can you expect to be forgiven and be healed? How can you receive healing works? How can you receive blessings? You gotta forgive first. Then God can forgive you and make you, you know, be reconciled with even your enemies. You gotta realize that Father God will not forgive you if you don't, you know, forgive others. There is an example in Matthew chapter 18. One man, you know, owed his master 10,000 talents. He was brought to the master. He couldn't pay it back. So the master felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. So that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. He found his fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii. These 100 denarii cannot be compared with the 10,000 talents. However, the one who was forgiven of 10,000 talents forgot the grace that he received. When he met a fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii. So he seized him and began to choke him and said, pay back what you owe. I'm telling you, okay? He was forgiven of $1 million. Now he found a friend who owed him just the $1. Okay? Now give me back $1 you owed me. This man was forgiven of $1 million. He even choked his friend. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him. Have patience with me. I will repay you. But this man was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until his friend, should, pay back what he was owed. Then the master knew this. So the master seized that slave, and the master said to this slave, you wicked slave, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you? So this master, moved with his anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed to him. Think about this example and ask yourself. To save you, God put His only begotten Son on the cross. He gave you that love and He forgave you all your sins. You are forgiven of all your sins. Now, where in the world can you find a sin that you cannot forgive of others? We have to always remember the grace and love that we receive from Father God and the Lord. And we gotta love and forgive others and make peace with them. Then we can receive true peace and joy and answer from Father God. Now, if you want to be forgiven, you gotta forgive others too. If you cannot forgive others, then there must be something that you cannot be forgiven also. I forgive you. But you don't forgive other slave? Now, pay me back. What if Father God, remembers the sin that you were forgiven before because you didn't forgive others? Let me conclude this message. Brothers and sisters, through this message, I believe that you feel Father God's heart of love and forgiveness. Father God hates sin, but Father God loves people. Why? Because of the sin, people may fall into destruction. How evil those people are, once they come back, turn back, then Father God forgives them and gives them blessing, not only forgiveness. Our Lord also endured till the last. And we got to accomplish this heart of forgiveness also. Matthew 18, verse 21 and 22 said, Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. He meant perfect forgiveness. You shouldn't say, I forgave him a couple of times already. Now I cannot forgive him anymore. No, you shouldn't be like this. Have you done like this? I cannot forgive him anymore. A senior pastor can forgive him, but I cannot forgive him. Haven't you done it? No. If you forgive someone that you cannot forgive, then your faith will grow up. And Father God will love you. Because you resemble Father God's heart of love and heart of inner forgiveness. Since you have mercy on them, you have no heart of forgiveness for them, Father God will be pleased with you and He will love you. Then you can go to New Jerusalem. You can forgive someone that you cannot forgive. Then you can go to New Jerusalem. How can people who cannot forgive those who cannot forgive others? I cannot forgive them, you know. Can you expect to go to New Jerusalem? No way. When you can forgive, you can go to New Jerusalem. Now, Father God trains you for that reason. How thankful you must be. Well, I thought, you know, I could forgive. Well, I thought, you know, my heart is full of love and forgiveness. I thought I could forgive, but now I now can find that I cannot forgive them. Well, then you cannot go to New Jerusalem. In the past, without this refinement, you would say, you know, I can go to New Jerusalem. Of course, you cannot go to New Jerusalem. However, through this refinement, you discover that you cannot go to New Jerusalem unless you repent. You can forgive others. You long for the word, but you didn't accomplish the word. That was not yours. But now, you got the chance to make it yours. So all you got to do is repent. Okay? Thanks to this kind of message. This message was delivered by senior pastor before. This message was delivered by senior pastor in 1994. And I also delivered this message on GCN. I delivered this message just as, you know, senior pastor delivered. Now, this message applies to our current life, right? Father God gives you a chance to be eligible to go to New Jerusalem. So Father God forgave you, and I am forgiven, and I can forgive you. You got to say like this. You got to have that kind of heart of love. Now, if you forgive others, but if you remember others' faults, then you'll be troubled. You are such a fool. So, between husband and wife, between brothers and sisters, between friends, you got to see whether you completely forgive others. The more important thing is that whether you are making peace with Father God, with the servants of God, or not, then you can see why you don't receive answers. I told you that, you know, Jonah, who complained against God, who were angry at God. And I also told you about those people who were afraid of God, who misunderstood God. If you fall into this category, then you got to repent. That's the reason that you go to receive answer. So you got to cast off all kinds of hatred and judge and condemnation and judgment because you cannot forgive. But you have to make peace with Father God and forgive others. May you, the God's blessing and answer and healing words come upon you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.